Hi, Dr. Randy. I was listening to your program about prayer and stuff, about worry. My name's Daniel, and right now I'm really struggling. I don't know if you do, like, prayer requests. So I just ask maybe that you could just put me on a prayer request just for help to find peace. You know, God's there for me. Right now, I'm really lost. And I just want to say thank you for the show today and stuff. Just really appreciate it. Keep me in the prayers. That's all I ask. Thank you.
Well, Daniel, you got a chance to ask our entire network of listeners all around the country and those listening to our podcast around the world. So I'd encourage you guys and ladies to pray for Daniel. I don't know what's going on in his life, but you know, we get many, many people who call or write, share a prayer request on our prayer line or call one of our chaplains to talk to them, which, by the way, is a part of the ministry that we put into our budget to have people available to talk to you and pray with you here at the ministry. Welcome. As we talk about the power of prayer today, we believe in the power of prayer. We've seen the power of prayer work in our own personal lives. I've seen it work in our ministry. I've seen it work in the lives of other people. And today you're going to hear some of the stories of those who have been impacted in their own life as a result of the power of prayer. If you would like to share your story, you can do so on our comment storyline today. It's open to you. We'd love to hear from you at 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717. So on behalf of our team here, Stephen, our producer, and Jennifer and myself, Dr. Randy Carlson, we welcome you to the show and ask you maybe to just share this information with someone else. Let someone else know that this radio program that's heard around the country and this podcast heard around the world is available to them, and it's called Intentional Living, and today on the Power of Prayer. All right, let's get to the calls. Hey, Cindy, welcome to the show. Share with us a little bit how prayer has made a difference in your life.
When I had to stop worrying and start praying is when I was in a near-fatal accident with my 5-year-old son and my mother, and I knew that I had to rely on God. And in the deposition, they asked the gentleman that hit us why he walked away, and he said because she was in a conversation with God.
Wow. Thank you, Cindy. Let's go to Arizona. Aaron, tell us, when did prayer make a difference in your life?
Your program today is extremely on point with what I've been fighting with. Fortunately, I had the day off, and I spent the day praying and asking God to help me and clothe me in protection with peace and grace and telling Satan to stay away from me because I let him sneak into my life and I didn't realize it until it was almost too late. And through prayer and prayer with a friend, we have just worked through this. And God is amazing and has given me peace and grace and protection. And God bless all of you.
Thank you, Aaron. Listen, prayer takes us to a deeper place in our life. For some, they say it's just a psychological maneuver, just a meditation like any other meditation that people might go through. You know, they're just kind of focusing on some sort of a mantra or whatever. But it's more than that. For a follower of Christ, we believe and we've experienced this spirit to spirit where we're connecting at a deeper level with God. I mean, the power of prayer. Give us a time, just very briefly. You know, when has prayer been real in your life? Somebody needs to know it matters. It's real. 888-888-1717. Michael, hey, man, what about you there in Texas? When has prayer changed your life, my friend?
For a long time, I was in a motorcycle gang. In fact, for a few years, I was a sergeant at arms, and eventually I moved up to president. And I knew something was wrong. I was losing all my friends, getting shot and killed, and my whole life was going wrong. I was homeless. And one day on the job site, I felt like all the air got sucked out of me, and I just couldn't move in front of everybody. I just stopped in my tracks and fell to my knees, and I asked them to help me. I decided to make the choice and make Jesus Christ my Lord and Savior. And ever since then, in every single thing I do, whether it's my music or the TV that I watch, I'm seeking him. And the more I seek him, he's been blessing me. He's making himself real in my life. I'm no longer in that gang anymore. And he's decided to open so many doors for me. And my wife has forgiven me for everything. And more importantly, he showed mercy to somebody like me. And I just want to thank him.
Hey, thank you, man. I appreciate it. That's real stuff. You know, the Bible tells us that we are to be continually in an attitude of prayer. In fact, it says in 1 Chronicles 16, seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face continually. It's a continual thing. And I think sometimes we can put it into compartments. So, okay, I'm going to pray now. And that's good. We need to have times when we do that. And the more intentional we are, the better. But it's like a conversation. It's an ongoing conversation continually with an attitude of prayer, an attitude of being connected with God. Oh, God, help me. You know, it talks about supplication. That's one of the things about prayer, supplication, which is really, oh, God, help me. And sometimes we all get there, whatever the experience is. And it's a beautiful, powerful thing. Love to hear your story. Tell you what, let's take a quick break. We'll be back. 888-888-1717. The Power of Prayer. How has it made a difference in your life? Don't go away.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Intentional Life Media and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
My grandmother, she is absolutely essential in what took place in my life. I used to run with a very intense motorcycle club, ran with them a lot of my life, lived a life of total debauchery and just had nothing to do with God whatsoever by choice. You know, my grandma, Randy, she never stopped praying. And for 21 years of my life, that woman prayed behind the scenes. One day, when she was visiting, we drove by a church, and she just said it. It was just very simple and very subtle. She just said, Perry, I think you should go in there someday. And I don't know, it was probably 6 months later. I just got into a hole, and it was a decision whether or not I was going to go back to alcohol and drugging really hard. You know, I didn't know what else to do. And I just started weeping, crying, just uncontrollably weeping, crying. And I couldn't drive anymore. So I pulled my truck over to the side of the road and I reached my hands up and I just cried out. I said, God, I don't even know what your name is, but if you're out there, please show me something. Talk to me. And that came into my mind again. Perry, I think you should go in there someday. So I got back into my truck and I drove over to that church. And the pastor of that church was walking out of the sanctuary. He looked at me and with the most tender voice said, son, do you need a hug? I needed somebody to wrap their arms around me and tell me it'll be okay. And at that moment, I knew that was his voice. I knew that was him. I knew that he had answered my prayer and he was there. You know, my grandma, she never gave up on me. She never stopped praying, never.
Wow, what a story. You would think that was so powerful, like he almost made it up, and you know he didn't. Do you need a hug? You know, I think that's a story of many of us. We just need a hug, and we don't even know how to ask for it. And so the best we can, I guess, on the radio today, we extend a hug to you, and let you know that we love you and we want the best for you. I can picture in my mind many of you that I've had a chance to talk to who've been through really a lot of difficult spots in your life. And to remind you that the greatest hug you're ever going to get, even though we love the ones from our friends and family and those that care about us, the greatest hug you're ever going to get is from the Lord Jesus, who gave himself for you. He died on the cross, that you can have eternal life, to give you a hope and a future. And that's the kind of hug that can last for all of eternity. Think of all the things in our culture today that are being questioned. And like Satan, did God indeed say that marriage is between a man and a woman? That's being questioned within the church. Did God indeed say that? Does God indeed say that his intention is that when we marry for life? I know it doesn't always happen, but isn't that God's intention? Did God indeed say that? See? Yeah, he did. And one of the things we stand on is the absolute authority of Scripture for our lives. Sometimes we read Scripture, we're not quite clear. That's why we have to pray. We have to use good discernment and understand what God is saying to us through His Holy Spirit. But I'll tell you, like Mark Twain said, it's not the things in the Bible I don't understand that trouble me. It's the things I do understand. And there's so many things in Scripture that are written to be so clear for us, as it has to do with how we live and how we interact and relate to other people. And we stand on those things to encourage each of us when we think about living an intentional life that simply means that I want to do the next right one thing, not just to be a goody person, but to be the kind of person that allows God to be glorified, and frankly, that I'm going to benefit from it in my marriage and my family. I've seen that in my life, and I want that for you, and that is a good thing. That is the best thing. Hey, I just thank you for your prayers. Thank you for supporting the ministry. Thank you for standing with us today. Can I invite you to do so? If you're not, you can join us by calling during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717, and press number 2 to talk to our team. Or anytime, by the way, you can go online to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com, and click on donate. And I just want to say on behalf of my team here, Stephen and Jennifer and everyone that's part of our team here, God bless you and thank you for your prayers and thank you for standing with us. We really appreciate it. All right, we're talking about the power of prayer today. Back to the calls. Kim, welcome to the program. And we're talking about how prayer's made a difference. So I guess I'll ask you too, how's prayer made a difference in your life?
Well, I've always had a praying mother and grandmother. And when my daughter was 4 years old, she had fallen into the Grand River at night. And it was pitch black, and she didn't know how to swim. I mean, she could sort of dog paddle, but that was about it. And I jumped in after her, and it was just as pitch black as could possibly be. You couldn't even see your hand in front of your face. And what I did was just call out, "Jesus, save my baby," in my mind. And the brightest light that you've ever seen, the most clear light, I can't even describe it to anything physical that I've ever seen before or seen since, came on, and she was about a kick away from me. I kicked over to her, grabbed onto her. The minute I touched her, the light went out. Nobody else saw the light, even though they knew that we were in the water, because my husband had just jumped in too, but he hadn't seen the light either. And when we were out, I was talking with my daughter. I didn't want her to be afraid because we're boaters. And I said, "Honey, were you afraid at all?" And she said, "Well, at first I was, but then when Jesus came, I was okay. He said I would be fine." And I said, "What do you mean when Jesus came?" She says, "You know, when it got real light, he was standing right behind you, Mommy. Didn't you see him?" And then I started shaking.
Wow.
And the only prayer was, "Jesus, save my baby," in my mind. And so it doesn't have to be eloquent. All it needs to be is just call on his name when you need it. He knows what you need when you need it. And so whenever I doubt now, I just think back on that, and I just sort of smack myself upside the head.
that's a giant faith adjustment, isn't it? Powerful, you know?
It sure
Kim, is. I appreciate that story. I mean, I tell you, I know some are listening saying, "What? I mean, this is really, really weird." But God moves in mysterious ways. Now, I've never had that happen. I've never seen that. It's never happened to me. But just because it didn't happen to me doesn't mean it can't happen to a Kim, or that God can't in some miraculous way touch our lives. We see that throughout Scripture, and we know we still serve a powerful, living, awesome God. Thank you, Kim. Appreciate it. Let's go to Sherry. Wow, faith building today in New Mexico. Sherry, how you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Tell us about the power of prayer. What difference has it made in your life?
Well, I was a Christian young woman, and we had been married about 7, 8, 9, 10 years, and we had been trying to have children, and it was not happening. And so it was a very difficult time. And so my husband had a cousin in Colorado Springs, and I'm sorry, it was up in Denver, and she was part of a prayer group, and so they started praying for us. They prayed straight for 40 days. And it was exactly during those 40 days that God literally brought an adoption situation to us miraculously. opened my heart to it, first of all, and through some books and some friends. And then little did I know, during that time, literally God saved the life of this beautiful baby boy and literally brought the situation together. I could give you lots of details that were so amazing. But right now, he's 24 years old and his little brother is 19, both through adoptive situations. And we are just praising God. I praise God every day for their birth mothers and for bringing them to me.
All right, you're going to cry on me, Sherry. You're going to cry on me. Good for you. Listen, God bless you. What a story from New Mexico. And it's all right. You can cry. Can't cry here. You can't cry anywhere. Why does God do this stuff? You know, doesn't have to. He does. I think it reveals his power. I think sometimes through answered prayer, it strengthens not only the faith of the prayer, the person praying, but also those around them who have been maybe shaken a little bit about trusting God. That's what this half hour is about. We just believe intentionally prayer is powerful, and we're hearing stories. Let's go to Corey, who's also in New Mexico, by the way. Corey, how are you doing today?
Good. I'm doing good. Thank you. I'm in Michigan, though.
Oh, well, we moved you to New Mexico, so you didn't know that, but that's where we
I wouldn't mind. I'd be missing the snow.
All right. Well, how has prayer made a difference in your life?
Oh, tremendously. Like, I grew up in church, and but it is just recently, within the last year and a half, that God has really woken me up to what it means to have a relationship with him. And I believe prayer is always important and always makes a difference. But now I know, it's just like worrying in the spirit. There was an instance a couple of months ago when my youngest son, unbeknownst to me at the time, I was driving on the way to work, and he had overdosed on drugs and was taken to the hospital. And I got a phone call. I'm sorry, I'm skipping over a few things. So I'm driving down the road, and all of a sudden, I'm worshiping and praising, which is what I do, because they have an hour drive to work. And all of a sudden, I just start praying in the spirit, and that's never really happened to me before. And as I'm crying and worshiping and praying in the spirit, I'm just being moved. I don't know what's going on. And I think it was probably about a half hour or 45 minutes later, I got a call from from the hospital saying that I needed to come pick my son up. And I got there and I found out that he had overdosed. And the time that God had me start praying in tongues was when my son was being revived.
Answered prayer. It's a mysterious thing, how God moves. And we don't know. We just know out of obedience, like Abba Father talking to our daddy, and he listens. Thank you, Corey. Appreciate it. We're talking about prayer today. 888-888-1717 is the number. And when we think about what prayer means, I've been thinking of some great things that have been said about it. Martin Luther made the statement that to be a Christian without prayer is no more possible than to be alive without breathing. That's why in Scripture, when it talks about that continual attitude of prayer, it's not departmentalized. It's a part of who we are and a part of our communication every day. Billy Graham made the statement that the Christian life is not a constant high. He said, I have my moments of deep discouragement. I have to go to God in prayer with tears in my eyes and say, oh, God, forgive me or help me. And then Corrie ten Boom says, is prayer your steering wheel or your spare tire? And I think it's a great question, because many of us, it is a spare tire. When the tire blows, we want to get serious about prayer instead of having to be the steering wheel constantly. And of course, it was for Corrie ten Boom, for sure. Talking about the power of prayer today, let's get Brittany on before the break. She's in Arizona. Brittany, how are you doing today?
I'm so great. How are you doing?
Good, good. Tell me, how prayer has made a difference in your life.
So it definitely has been a thing about persistence. My husband was working for a company for a very long time, and you know, I'm not going to say because it's kind of a well-known company, but they just did not treat their employees very well. And he had been, you know, pushed off for one promotion after another. Although he, you know, by seniority and by skill set, he deserved these, you know, promotions. And we were just constantly praying and praying every day for 3 years. We had one opportunity where we could have gone to Atlanta, Georgia. We had one opportunity where we could go to Chicago, Illinois. And both of them, we felt great. We prayed. We, you know, Heavenly Father spoke to us and was like, this is where y'all need to be. And it just didn't work out. And we were like, what is going on? And so on the one hand, there was room for us to question and doubt. But on the other hand, we just stayed consistent and persistent and kept praying and kept putting applications in. And finally, he was able to get away from this company and completely start a new job at the beginning of April of this year.
Mm.
And
wow.
With everything that happened with the COVID pandemic and everything, we have been supremely blessed. And yeah. It's funny because it was one trial after another and constant prayer. So I'm telling you, this is a 3-year process that we have been going through this. And this year he's been able to work from home. He's been able to spend time with our kids, and our relationship has, you know, strengthened, and our relationship with Heavenly Father has strengthened. And it's just been an incredible experience to have that consistency in our life and just to be able to show our kids and look and say, you know, look, this is what we did. We pray, and we know, because we know our Heavenly Father loves us, and we know he wants to hear from us. And as you boys, because I have two boys, as you guys, you know, pray consistently and develop that relationship with your Heavenly Father, you're going to see those miracles in your life as well.
Mm, powerful. Thank you, Brittany. Faith building half hour here, 20 minutes of it gone. Hard to believe, 21 of it. And we'll take a quick break. We'll be back. We're talking about the power of prayer, what prayer made a difference in your life. And I got something I want to share with you as well, some personal things. We'll get to that here in just a minute. Don't go away.
Hello, Dr. Randy. This is Joan, and my husband and I are mother and father of 4 children. 3 of them were in the Marine Corps and deployed. So that is when I really had no control over anything, and I prayed, and God really protected them. And the last month of the oldest son's deployment in Afghanistan, they were on a hill and blew up their truck with an IED. They were carrying 750 gallons of fuel, and it hit him at the fuel tank, and it went up and knocked it over, but it did not explode into fire. And my son knows now and tells his other Marines, my mom prayed, and that is what saved us. And you know what? I know it's true.
The power of prayer. We just got off of, just about an hour ago, our staff, we meet together and then have staff around the country join on Zoom. And so we were talking about the needs, and boy, we just had a ton of prayer needs. We got some really serious stuff going on with our staff. COVID and death and illness and challenges and just a lot of things going on. So let me just throw out, I would appreciate it if you would pray for the team here at Intentional Living and our Ministry of Family Life Communications, Family Life Radio. And for the needs of the staff, I think Satan loves to attack, and he certainly nowadays that's going on. I know you have needs as well, and we want to pray for you. Power of prayer. They're lifting up one another in prayer. That's what we're doing. All right, let's go. Where are we going here next? We go to Darlene, I think, isn't it? Oh, Marcia in Arizona. Welcome to the program. How are you doing today, Marcia?
Just fine, thank you.
Good. Appreciate your call. What about prayer? What difference has it made in your life?
Well, I wanted to tell you about my son, who I prayed for 28 years. He became an alcoholic. He got into trouble because of his drinking. He ended up in prison. I would get so discouraged, and I would ask God, please help me not to give up. And God, after 28 years, led me to this rehab that I was able to get him into. And he was, the last time I saw him, I thought he was going to die. He was terrible. He was homeless and he was throwing up blood. Mm. And I said, I prayed the prayer, God, do something now. Do it right now. And he did. He got him into this rehab, got him sober. He went back to college after he got sober, and now he's a counselor for substance abuse. And just don't give up on prayer.
Amen.
I mean, God's time is not our time. And I just praise God that it turned out the way it did, how he turned his life around. And he's so passionate about helping other people. And God is just an awesome God.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he is. Thank you, Marcia, for sharing that with us. And we'll be praying for you along with, as I promised, those who have called today or shared their stories with us today. And of course, many of you who've left your comments, we haven't seen them all yet on our comment line, but we pray for you as well. And I think of that passage in Hebrews chapter 4, where the writer to the Hebrews in verse 16 says, "Let us therefore come boldly." You know, we're not to come sheepishly or timidly, but boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help during times of need. And so we're reminded to do so boldly, just like a son or daughter should come to their parent. Let me close this half hour together in prayer today. Father, you've heard each of the comments that have come in the prayer requests. I think of Kim, and boy, what a miraculous story. Thank you for that. And then Sherry, thank you for sharing your story of how God has really moved through your prayer group and has brought such a blessing to your family. Brittany, and for Marcia and Aaron and David and Cindy and Michael, and then each, and think of Daniel who started the show today. For each of these, you know their names, you know their needs, and those that are unspoken and those who have, during this half hour, left their comments on our comment line. We bring each of them to you boldly, as you tell us to do, asking you to show grace and mercy in the lives of these folks and those who didn't even get a chance to call but are praying out right now. And we'll thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, thank you all for joining us on The Power of Prayer. I want to say thank you to all the team behind the scenes that help make intentional living possible every day. And for those of you who financially support the ministry, God bless you. Have a great day.